Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
Шел по улице домой и увидел этих ребят. Кто ваша мама, ребята? Спросил у ребят солдат. Мама, анархия, папа, стакан портвейна. Мама, анархия, папа, стакан портвейна.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. My name is Russian Tim, especially today I'm very Russian. And welcome to the show, my friends. We just heard a song by the Russian band called Kino, and I will tell you in a few moments why the hell did I play this gibberish song in gibberish language. Originally, I planned to play you today in my interview with the band called Mischief Brew from United States of America, but yesterday the band was denied at the border and obviously denied for the show and obviously denied for my interviews. Was denied along with all those denations. I found out that's last night, and I was pretty limited in time to prepare for today's episode. And at the same time, I also wanted to do something international, so to have a show with an international feel, international punk rock. And then I asked myself, which international punk rock do I know the best? And the answer was relatively obvious and simple. That's the Russian punk rock scene. Being brought up in Russia, going to shows, playing shows, I know a little bit about the Russian punk rock scene. And first that sounded like a very simple idea, but in the end, I ended up spending a lot of time and way too much time of picking songs for today's show, because there's so many songs I would like to play for you, and it's impossible to fit all of those important different punk rock, Russian and Soviet punk bands in 1 hour of radio. The main goal of this show for me is to show you the diversity of Russian scene, to show you different time periods, starting with a little bit of Soviet punk rock and then going through the 90s and then through a little bit of 2000s. And yeah, just want to show you a little bit about Russian punk rock scene, especially, you know, the name of the show, Rocket from Russia. And in 3 years of doing this, over 3 years of doing this radio show, I never done a full-on Russian episode, and people asked for that, so I think today will be a fun time to do that. We started off things with the band called Kino, that means I don't know, cinema, theater, I don't know. It will be very weird to translate all those Russian band names and band songs in English, but I will try. They are this band Kino, they're the legendary Russian rock band, and they play just regular straight-up rock, but they had this one song called Mama Anarchia, that means Mother Anarchy. That's crazy. And they just did one, this punk song. Is it the best and the first punk song in Soviet Union? No, it is probably not. But this is probably one of the songs which is pretty well known, and then after that been covered by a lot of punk bands. Let's move on. Let's start with a little bit of Soviet punk rock. Punk rock from the late 80s, early 90s, when the Soviet Union was still a country. And there was a little bit of punk rock. And we will start with a band called Grazhdanskaya Oborona, band which is pretty well known in underground among people who love underground punk rock. And I know people who love Grazhdanskaya Oborona here in North America. They're a band from Siberia, from the city called Omsk, which is really close to where I'm from my hometown Novosibirsk. And they are probably the most, arguably, but probably the most important punk band in the history of Russian and Soviet music. Let's start with their song called Maya Oborona, that means, I will need to do some translation and use Google Translator, but let's listen. This is Grazhdanskaya Oborona from Omsk. This is All Russia, All Soviet Punk Rock episode of Rocket from Russia on CITR.
Свой мир победил, макет оказался сильней. Последний кораблик остыл, последний фонарик устал, а в горле сопят комья воспоминания. Моя оборона, солнечный зайчик стеклянный. Макет оказался сильней, последний кораблик остыл, последний фонарик устал, а в горле сопят комья воспоминаний.
Моя оборона, траурный мячик незрячего мира. Зайчик стеклянного глаза. Моя оборона. Моя оборона. Моя оборона.
нашим веке кротам видна щекоростка. По близоруким глазам, не веря глупым слезам, ползет конвейер песка. Пока не вспомнит рука, дрожит кастет у виска, зовет косая доска. Я у дверного глазка, под каблуком потолка. У входа было яйцо или крутое словцо, я обращаю лицо. Кошмаром дернулся сон, новорожденный масон поет со мной в унисон. Крылатый ветер вдали, верхушки скала полила, здесь ласкает газон. На то особый резон, на то особый отдел, на то особый режим, на то особый резон. Шагнет раздвинутый строй, вперед за родину в бой. И сгинут злые враги, кто не надел сапоги, кто не простился с собой, кто не покончил с собой. Всех поведут на убой. На то особый отдел, на то особый режим, на то особый резон.
Объясняю.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver and CITR.ca, available everywhere their internet exists. I'm today playing you all Russian, all Soviet punk rock radio show on Rocket from Russia, and it's all Russian punk rock music. We started off things here with the late 80s, early 90s Russian Soviet punk rock. And again, you know, this is just, it's impossible to fit all the Russian important punk bands in, you know, one episode of this radio show. So those things, you know, those, I'm playing for you some bands which are important personally for me, and I think at the same time, those bands are important in the whole, in the grand scheme of things in the Russian punk scene. So as I said earlier, the main goal of this episode to show diversity, different time periods, and at the same time to play some of my favorite Russian song, punk songs. So the last one was by the band called Noll, that was a song called Tango, from their album called Skazki. And you know, I have a very beautiful translator here in the studio who I specifically hired for this episode, and then we started translating all those Russian song titles into English, and it sounds stupid and it doesn't even make sense. So I will just tell you a little bit just as it is, and then we, you know, if you have any questions, if you like something that you heard, just email me and then I will help you to figure out everything about those bands. This last band called Noll, and my dad introduced me to them, because when I was just getting into punk rock music in the mid 90s, he said, you know, you should check out this band because they are not specifically a punk band, that they have the punk attitude, and they played a very interesting music. They had some really long songs, but at the same time they had those short funny punk songs. And the main interesting thing about this band, that the main musician in the band, he plays accordion, so it's like a band which features accordion, plus specifically this song features a Russian music instrument called balalaika. So this band played some punk songs, and they did a little bit of traditional take on this. For me it was very interesting, and I think it's very you know, a pretty unique sound for the world punk scene. Before that, we heard a song by the lady called, her name is Yanka Dyagilyova, that's her full name, and she is probably an underground legend, if I think I can use that. The main reason I played her on this in this blog, because she is from my city, from Novosibirsk, and she even went to the same high school I did, and she's well known in our city. She passed away when she was very young. I believe she was age 23, but before that she wrote a lot of songs and a lot of beautiful poetry, and those songs were very, very strong, and at that time it was absolutely something new, and extremely talented young lady who passed away or died at a very young age, but was extremely talented. And we started off things with a band called Grazhdanskaya Oborona, a band from Omsk, which is also in Siberia, very close to where I live, and they probably the most important Russian punk band, arguably, and we heard a song called Maya Abarona. Alright, I'm talking too much about something that you probably don't know how to spell, and this is getting boring. Let's listen to some music. In the next block, I will play you the bands which I grew up on. The bands in the 90s, when I was really getting into punk rock in the 90s, the bands which were my heroes, the bands which I was obsessed with, and those are the bands I grew up listening to. We'll start with the band called Король и Шут. This is the band which, if you can compare them kinda to maybe Green Day in terms of their, in terms of their lifespan, they started as an underground punk band, and they made it really big, really, really, probably one of the biggest rock bands right now in Russia, and they're still playing punk rock, and probably they're still doing it in 20 or so years, but I will play the song from their debut album, which was just a killer album, and it's still a very good album. The name of the song is Kamnem po golove. This is Король и Шут from Russia.
В провинциальном городке был праздник, музыка звучала. оно в отвлекающей толпе возникло вещий лик бродяги. О, шел, как будто бы один, толпа его не замечала, и как-то странно на него смотрели местные собаки. В черном цилиндре наряде старинном в город на праздник путник очень спешил, по горам пробирался и улыбался, но камень сорвался, пропасть горных вершин. Грязный плащ на нем одет, цилиндр черный смят, гармошку себе под ноги он глядел, а в кулаке сжимал он маску. Но кто-то крикнул вдруг привет, повеселился ты немножко в такой веселый светлый день. Как можно быть таким несчастным в черном цилиндре наряде старинном? Город на праздник путник очень спешил, по горам пробирался и улыбался, но камень сорвался в пропасть горных вершин. И проходимец поднял взгляд и злобным голосом ответил: я всех замучить был бы рад, и оттого я так не весел. Я в маске рыжей обезьяны на праздник вам попасть мечтал, когда б не камень окаянный, что мне на голову упал. В черном цилиндре наряде старинном город на праздник путник очень спешил, по горам пробирался и улыбался, но камень сорвался в пропасть горных вершин.
Когда я перестану пить совершенно, все скажут, как же он хорош, какая милашка, как мы могли не замечать, не обращали внимания, он на Киркорова похож, такой же чебурашка. Когда я перестану дуть до дурения, все скажут, парень хоть куда, поэт не больше, чем поэт, покруче даже Шевчука.
Раз и навсегда. пришел эту панк-рок-песня, как мы это называем. Эту панк-рок-песня, мы сами сделали ее, ноги нам в центре и окраине.
Зажженных папиросов что-то тихо говорят, но нет ответов на вопросы, не осталось ничего, кроме этой пустоты. Но что самое смешное, больше нет мечты. Заметит на лету пустоту, пустоту, о, пустоту. Ну а я живу с мечтою до последних моих дней. Она останется со мною, потому что никогда мечту за деньги не купить. Но пока жива мечта, мы тоже будем жить. Ну а я живу с мечтою до последних моих дней. Она останется со мною, потому что никогда мечту за деньги не купить. А пока жива мечта, мы тоже будем жить.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR. This is Rocket from Russia, and this is all Russian punk rock ready episode of Rocket from Russia. And we just heard the band from the 90s, from the late 90s, the bands which I grew up listening to and bands which were my top bands growing up when I was in high school and the school before high school, the mediocre school or whatever you called, I'm not sure, the mediocre school. So the last band was the band called Distemper, and they are probably the best ska punk band in Russia. They're still going strong, the band which definitely has their own sound, and the band which you know to what to expect and you get their record. But it's at the same time it's a very strong band called Distemper. We heard a song called Мечта, that means dream, and that was a song from their album called Ну Все, which came out in 1997. Before that, we heard a band called Тараканы. I play this band quite a lot on this radio show, and because they're still going, and just recently, a few weeks ago, I played their brand new song because they just released a brand new album. They're still going, but I played you the song which came out on their album called Посадки Нет. I believe that was 1998, and that was a song called Punk Rock Песня. That just basically means punk rock song. And the interesting fact I discovered, this song was in the Snickers commercial, if you remember those chocolates or chocolates bar called Snickers. And this song was in the commercial, and I had no idea what the hell that was, but I loved this short segment of the song which was in the commercial on TV, and I went crazy. I was watching this, recording, PVRing the actual commercial just to listen to this bit of music, and I believe it was like something around 96, 97 probably, and then I finally discovered that was a band called Таракане, and then I obviously purchased the album and then started with that. So I discovered the band through an ad, a TV ad. And before that, we played a song by the band called Naive. The band also has been playing since late 80s, their legendary Russian punk band. They're still, they had a hiatus and they're back playing music. They are known in North America, and even I had the one of their vinyls and I brought it as a present to Nardwar, and my plan was to surprise Nardwar, but as you know, Nardwar knows everything about music. He said, "Oh yeah, I know Naif," because they released an album in United States of America. The album was called Switchblade Naif, and this album was reviewed in Maximum Rock and Roll in the early 90s. I think it was 1992 probably when it was reviewed, and Nardwar remembered this review and said, "Yes, I know Naif." And when I brought him another vinyl, he knew the band, and my plan of surprising Nardwar totally fell through. So we heard a song called Superzvezda, means superstar, from their album which came out in 2000 called Optin i Vroznitsa. And I opened this block of Russian punk rock music from the 90s with a band called Korol i Shut, probably the biggest punk band right now in the country in terms of mass popularity. And we heard a song called Kamnem po Golove from the debut album of the same title. Alright, let's move on to the last bit of punk rock music. And in this block, we'll focus on the bands from the 2000s when I was in university. And those bands, at this point, I realized that there are some bands in Russia which can play music, punk rock music, as well as bands do in North America. All those bands are pretty much influenced by the bands from North America, and but they do a pretty good job of playing that same genre of music. We'll start with a band called Smiech, my very good friends, the bands which I was first fan of, and then we became friends. That was a song called McDonald's. This is a song about a well-known fast food chain, and the whole idea of the song, that's the person in the song, he goes to McDonald's not to get some food, but just to use their washroom. Sounds stupid, sounds ridiculous, but it makes sense. Alright, so let's listen. This is Smiech and the song called McDonald's. All Russian punk rock on CITR Rocket from Russia.
Живые идеи одной, уютный улицы. tarifa da Slinger. Tarde tarifa da Slinger. Tarde tarifa da Slinger. Tarde tarifa da Slinger. Я не знаю, кто ты, я не знаю, где ты, не знаю, есть ты вообще. Ты глянце так прекрасна, твоя жизнь разнообразна, благодаря тебе. Но каждый имеет что-то сейчас и здесь. Манер звон, ты звон в книге. Сонечку рыбу, наверное, тоже есть. Со мной ты что-то твои фотоснимки. Только твои фотоснимки. Только твои фотоснимки. Только твои фотоснимки. Только твои. Что-то сейчас и здесь. Монет и звон. Или звон бутылка. Забытую рыбу, наверное, тоже есть. Со мной лишь только твои фотоснимки. Только твои фотоснимки. Только твои фотоснимки. Только твои фотоснимки. Только твои.
Yeah. голове дурные мысли. Когда за окнами льет дождь, и каждый новый день всего лишь новый лист календаря. Ты в четырех стенах несешь, что за окном не для тебя. Ты одинокий волк, всегда один, и ждешь свою луну. Ты в лабиринте снов, и ты по-прежнему в плену. Всегда один и воешь на луну. 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 Светят фонари. Ты закрываешь свои двери, сидишь и ждешь свою луну. И каждый новый день всего лишь новый лист календаря. Ты в четырех стенах несешь, что за окном не для тебя. Ты одинокий волк, всегда один, и ждешь свою луну. В лабиринте снов, и ты по-прежнему в плену. Всегда один и воешь на луну. Всегда один и воешь на луну. Всегда один и воешь на луну. Всегда один и воешь на луну.
Hello, hello, hello! You are listening to the radio station CITR, and that was a weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. And today I played you all Russian punk rock, only Russian and Soviet punk bands today in the show, and decided to switch things a little bit up here on Rocket from Russia and do a little bit of international focused show. We just heard four songs by the bands from 2000s, and the reason I picked those four songs, because when those albums came out one by one, they were a bit separated, and probably like in 2 years, every time those albums came out, I thought, okay, this is the best Russian punk albums to date. And so far it's been four albums, and then the new one comes out, one of those fours, and then I think, oh, this is actually a better punk album. So anyways, the last band we heard was the band called Tsunami. They have the band from Moscow, and that was a song called Всегда один, always alone, from their album called Волна Цунами. This album came out back in 2008, and I think this is one of the strongest albums on the Russian punk scene. Before that, we heard a band from St. Petersburg called Полтора кило отличного пюре, that means 1.5 kilogram of mashed potato. I had to translate that because this is a very unusual band name. That was a song from the album called Center Tяжести, and the name of the song was Быть Сильнее. And when this album came out by 1.5 kilo, I really realized that Russian bands can do fat rock sounding albums, and that was something new that I never thought that, you know, Russian punk band could do that, and then the band did that. Before that, we heard another band from St. Petersburg called Port 812, Port 812, and this is the area code of St. Petersburg, so obviously the proud citizens of St. Petersburg, and that was a song from their debut self-titled album called Fotosnimki, basically means photo pictures or whatever. And we started off things with a song about McDonald's from the band called Smech. and that was a song called Nesad. That was also a very important album for me because when I started playing in a band and we started doing shows, Smiech was the first band we actually brought in, and it was a very successful show, and over the years we became friends, and it was very important for us, for that scene, for scene in our city, because they brought them from Moscow to Novosibirsk, and we were all fans of this album when this album came out. And then few months after the album came out, we got a chance to bring them over to play a show, and that was the probably the first and probably one of the most memorable shows I've played in my life. Alright, this is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was Rocket from Russia. I played you today a lot of Russian bands, and I tried to pronounce their names of the bands correctly, but it was impossible for non-Russian speakers to understand. So if you liked something, anything, and you want to learn more, email me and I will be happy to provide you the music and give you a little bit of information. The email is rocketfromrussia@gmail.com. rocketfromrussia@gmail.com. And you can find the podcast on citr.ca, my blog rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com, and iTunes. Great success. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll finish up with another song by the Russian band called IFK, and this is a song called IFK Punk Rock. Another punk rock anthem from Russia. Thanks for listening, IFK, and that was All Russian episode of Rocket from Russia. Thanks, have a super weekend.
Let's get rocked.